Apple is getting in your car. It's putting its seat back, feet up on the dashboard, getting pretty comfortable. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Mariel Segarra. Apple has big ambitions for your car. The company recently unveiled the latest version of its software called Apple CarPlay. It's what allows you to connect your phone with your car so you can hear directions on the stereo and see your maps and music on the screen. The new version will let Apple's operating system take over your entire dashboard, including the gas gauge and speedometer. And drivers will be able to do things like buy gas directly from the car screen instead of inserting or tapping a credit card at the pump. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why this is a big deal for Apple and for car makers.
Apple is tired of being confined to that infotainment screen above where the cigarette lighter thing used to go. It wants to tell you how much gas you have, how fast you're going, basically be the operating system for your entire car. Dan Ives tracks Apple for Wedbush Securities.
Auto is a massive industry for Apple because it's just a further expansion of their ecosystem. Their goal is to be more and more entrenched in consumers' life.
And Apple is pretty good at sleek, intuitive software design. Car makers, though?
I'll be honest, some are really good at software implementation. Some are really bad at software implementation.
Thomas Hundle is a journalist with The Autopian. If you've ever felt you needed a PhD to understand your car's dashboard, you know what he's talking about. But Hundle does fear a future when the drive to pick up your kid from soccer practice is sponsored by, say, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Everybody's looking to monetize these digital dashboards. Will you soon be seeing ads in your vehicle? Like, imagine how much that would suck.
To be clear, Hundle is talking about digital dashboards generally, not Apple's version. Apple famously makes more money off hardware than ads. But driver data is incredibly valuable, and car makers don't really want to hand it over to Silicon Valley, says Carla Bela with the Center for Automotive Research.
Driving behavior, usage behavior, meaning what are you using while you're in the car? What are you listening to?
All of that can be monetized, and the car companies would rather be the ones doing the monetizing. And car makers would have to agree to let Apple into their systems. But Bela says automakers may not have much of a choice. Whether it be Apple's OS or Google's Android, consumers tend to prefer having their phone on their car screens.
I think we're seeing a huge trend to actually putting in Google Play and Apple CarPlay. That's what the customer's demanding, and they're going to do what the customer wants.
For those of us that secretly rejoice in not being able to use our phones while driving, well, those days might be numbered. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace Tech.
As Matt mentioned, car makers will have to get on board with this new version of Apple CarPlay for it to work. And they'll be pressured to do that. A lot of drivers will want to use it. But some car manufacturers could hesitate because they have their own ambitions and they want to be the ones that help you buy stuff through your car dashboard. And now for some related links. Gas will be just the latest purchase that Apple users can make through CarPlay. Drivers can already use it to order food and pay for parking. We'll link to a CNBC story on Apple's big automotive ambitions. Speaking of, Apple has been trying to make its own electric self-driving car. And as The Verge points out, this new version of CarPlay could be an indication of how that Apple car might operate. And by the way, Bloomberg had a story on this late last year and said, according to sources familiar with the matter, the ideal Apple car would have no steering wheel and no pedals. I'm Mariel Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.